confidence, heart, and desire are all attributes athletes need to reach their potential. And at Draco Impact Sports, we want to help you achieve that potential. Draco offers you the highest quality training and protective gear suited for all level of athletes. We pride ourselves on the durability and comfort of our products, and once you try them on, you'll know exactly what everybody's talking about. When it matters the most, both in and out of the ring, you can always count on Draco. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Draco Sports for product information and contest giveaways. Or visit us online at www.dracosports.com. Draco Impact Sports. Dominate your world.
Intimidation Clothing has proven to be the biggest supporter of local MMA in the industry, sponsoring the top regional events across the globe. While other brands come and go, Intimidation is a brand that represents stability. With over 110 different styles of high-quality t-shirts, hats, hoodies, training gear, and more. Browse our premium quality merchandise at IntimidationClothing.com and use Radio10 to save 10% off your order. When you think local MMA, think Intimidation Clothing. Nobody supports local MMA like Intimidation. Nobody.
Pro-Am championship belts, who have the highest quality championship belt with the lowest prices. Replace those old trophies with stock belts on hand that they can customize for as low as $30. Any occasion, celebrations, awards, championship, fantasy leagues, gifts, plus wrestling, mixed martial arts, boxing. If you need championship belts, check them out. Pro-Am championship belts, proambelts.com. Look them up on Facebook, Pro-Am belts. Trust me, nothing says cool like Pro-Am. Championship belt.
All right, everybody. It's Tuesday night. We're doing a special Madhouse Live tonight. So I'll be flying solo because my partner in crime, Lapaki, is actually on another show right now. We're kind of dueling, I guess. I do want to give a big shout-out to all our sponsors. And also want to – well, we have a quick second. We're waiting to get hold of Kurt real quick. We're going to make this show all about Peninsula Throwdown 6. But before we do, I just want you guys to go over to MMAMadhouse.com. Check out the press release from Bushido and Madhouse working with the Goat Locker to help fighters in poverty. We have gotten our great sponsor, Bushido, and Draco Impact Sports together because it's all one company. We got with Eric and James. They set us up with Ian, the owner of Bushido, and he has stepped up to help 32 young fighters in poverty. We're going to outfit them with gear. Madhouse is stepping up with them to get this done, and you guys should go check out that little press release and read about it. But tonight, Peninsula Throwdown 6 going down Saturday, June 28th. Tickets. Folks, these tickets are really, you know, $25 to get in and watch a bunch of fights and help support local MMA is something that you should definitely be get out there and be doing. This event's going to be outdoors, and it's going to be at the Team Evolution MMA location in Tacoma, Washington at 3852 South 66th Street. That's in Tacoma. All you guys should get out there. Let me bring Kurt on right away because I know he's got things to do tonight. Kurt, how are you doing, brother?
Hey, not bad. I probably got a little more time than I thought, but I don't want to push it too much. I got four kids and plenty of other stuff to go. I still got a bunch of people to return. But I'm very, very excited to be on, man. Thank you guys so much for the opportunity to promote this event.
Oh, well, first of all, we're very honored to be working and helping you promote this event. You know, it's... Yeah, I think it's a great thing you're doing. You know, a lot of leagues go every, you know, 2 months, every 6 weeks, every 4 months. You've kind of stuck with a once-a-year deal. Maybe you touch with the fans on why that is.
Honest to God, I'm a pretty busy guy. It's like if you look at most promoters and what they do, they maybe run a gym, manage some fighters, and do a promotion, if that. And I have a wife that actively fights that hasn't even been fighting as active as she'd like because of the things that I have on my plate, which is Emily Fichtner. A lot of you guys have seen her in action. She's going to start making a run for it again soon. I'm going to step down after this fight and be the desk guy for a minute and give her what she needs because I kind of drop the ball on her own training from time to time, which kind of sucks, you know, but it's not trying to. I just got to step back. But we own Tacoma's Fight Shop. I do the promotion here, run the gym, manage fighters. Our facility's a little different, so it takes a little more to manage than a lot of places. It's really large, and it's a huge coaching staff. And I don't have a day job, so like we rely on not just fighters like most gyms, but the casual student that's actually paying the bills and keeping the casual people happy takes a lot of work. You know, you gotta run it a little differently than like a standard fight club. And it's just a lot. We got a clothing company. It's Listo Fight Gear. The name's soon going to be changing, but we took on a lot of projects at once, and rather than them failing, they all kind of started taking off. And it's, I don't got a lot of time. I got four kids on top of that, a 2-year-old, a 7-year-old, a 9-year-old, and an 11-year-old. So it's life is definitely busy, you know?
Hey, I feel you, brother. I'm on that same path as you. And, you know, you, all this going on, you found the time to put together, I believe, we still have 6 title belts, correct?
It's still 6 titles. Those 2 fights that are showing question marks on the fight card, I actually got them just now to meet in the middle. So we got a 150 title fight, Pat Clark from Academy of Brian Johnson versus Ty Scott from Team Evolution. So they're going to be fighting each other, which is nice because those two have had at least 3 people back out on each of them. They were like the one fights that they kept having to replace and replace and replace. Another one was Sean Lee, the 125er that's fighting. It took me quite a bit, and he eventually just decided he's going to jump up to 35 and he's going to fight Michael Duarte, because finding him a guy that would stay in and not back out was a nightmare as well. The titles have been pretty good. I think they only switched up twice, and I had the titles locked now for, God, I think like 5 months, you know, so one switch in 5 months for the 145 and the 155 really isn't a big deal. So,
well,
kind of lucked out there.
This is, you know, for everything, you know, the headache wise that you've kept together a beautiful card, a great day of action, you know, and for folks out there listening tonight, especially in the local area, this is an all ages event, but there is a beer garden if you have your ID and you're 21 years of age. But they're also going to have, you guys got barbecue kicking there. You guys got, I believe, some kind of snow cone thing kicking. You guys
got.
Yeah,
we actually got some
massage.
Pretty amazing food vendors. Dowd's Barbecue, it's in my opinion, I've eaten there a lot. I think it's the best barbecue place in Tacoma. And they're a place that most people wouldn't have heard of. They're actually inside a 76 gas station or a Shell gas station right next to Parkland Putters, like by PLU. And it's the guy, the owner, operator, he's the head chef. He works there 7 days a week, and he cooks amazing food. The Louisiana snow cones, it's called Who Dat Snow Cones, the Louisiana-style snow cones. So if you really haven't been to the South, it's not something that people up here have experienced. It's kind of a mix between a shave ice and a slushy. It's kind of like its own thing. And they're actually right up the street from us. I brought them on board because every time I was driving by, these guys would have, like, no joke, like 30 people lined up, like, in their driveway to buy these snow cones. And it's like a legit business. It's just super mom and pop. And I figured, like, I'll give these guys a spot, and they can help promote the show. And it's a win-win for everybody. And Jamba Juice as well, so Tacoma Mall Jamba Juice. I mean, we're keeping, even with the corporate names, we're sticking to the locals. And just, we got an ice cream stand. They don't have an official name. It's just some couple people with a food handler's permit selling ice cream as well. So there's plenty of variety for people that are bringing their kids. You know, it'll keep the kids happy. Keep them full, keep them happy.
I love it, man. You know, you got a great day for everybody involved. Obviously, you know, people who are bringing their kids are going to have snacks and things. I'm glad that you addressed that. And with, you know, an outdoor event this time of the year, it's so beautiful. I love it. You know, it's great that you have that. But what's even better is some of these fights. I know we talked earlier tonight. You mentioned a young man, Jason Gray. There's a killer going to bat against a Danny Elliott, if I'm right, correct, still?
Daniel, yeah, it's Daniel, Danny, Dan, whatever, yeah. Whatever name he chooses to go by. He's fighting Jason Gray. It's one of Danny's last AMI fights. He'll probably do one or two more after that, but he's soon to go pro. He's really only ever had like one not so good fight, but he learned off it. And Jason's really, I think every fight's been good, even the loss. These guys are insanely tough, and I think it's like the toughest guy that either has faced. Danny's a little underrated out of the 45ers. Like, most people think of him in the top 10, but he's in reality, he's in like the top 3, in my opinion. I can't think of anybody better at 45, at least the top four, I'd say it's, you know, Danny Elliott, Jason Gray, Nick Burnham, and Jeremy Montgomery. Those are the best four 45er Ammies I can think of in Washington, at least.
Great segue into a young man who just took a short notice flight, went up to Canada, handled his business like a beast. Anybody who watched him, there's a reason he's got that name. Nick went up there and just demolished this kid from bell to bell. It was he tore this kid down. What do you see in Garrett that is going to give Nick trouble or possibly even a loss?
Nick has got gone against some good strikers. Like Wu Johnson, you know, finishes people in the first round, Ammy and now pro. He's a super tough striker, and Burnham was able to completely negate the striking and just hold him. And he's done that with pretty much everybody he's fought. Garrett Reitz is a legit purple belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. His grappling is, you know, the level of a lot of guys that are fighting in the UFC. I don't think that Burnham's ever came across a guy with that good of ground game in a fight. It's like the classic wrestler versus Jits matchup, and I couldn't bet on this fight. You know, like Burnham's super confident, Garrett's super confident, and I'm glad because it makes for an even more exciting fight. But my opinion is like you could flip a coin and either of these guys could win, and that's the reason I matched it up. I just think stylistically, if it hits the ground, someone's getting PKO'd or someone's getting subbed. It's a guarantee.
I like this match a lot, and pretty much for the same reasons you pointed out. My curiosity is going to be how Garrett handles Nick's super quick transitions to get to the back. You know, he's very slick and fast with that. It's going to be interesting to see how he slows him down and puts in his game and controls Nick from the top. Hopefully, you know, I'm hoping that's what he wants to do, is get on top and go for a finish of some sort. But that's a great fight, you know. Another great one is Sergio. I'm really excited about this one. Let's talk a little bit about this fight and why you put this one together.
Oh, Sergio and Dominic Smith,
yes.
they both have heavy hands, and they both don't mind getting punched in the face, and they both got a chin. It's really just I try to put together fights that I'm not going to bet on who the winner's going to be. Which is hard, you know, like Danny's one of the titles and he's one of our guys, and I can't wear the coach hat. I can't pick and choose. I got to feed them tough people. I got to have it, you know, be a fight that people can't bet who's going to win. And the Sergio and Dom Smith, it's the same thing. It's they're going to meet in the middle and they're going to swing. Sergio has a pretty big edge if it goes to the ground. I'd say like an amazing edge. You know, like I think if it goes to the ground, I think he will for sure sub Dom Smith out. But Dominic Smith isn't an easy guy to take down. He's got good takedown defense from everything I've seen, and I just think that it's going to be a great fight. I think more than likely it's going to stay standing, and more than likely someone's going to get dropped in the first round. I can't predict who.
I think that's a great matchup. I like it. I do agree that Dom has some solid takedown defense. I do think that, you know, if it stays standing up, it's going to come down to who's cleaner, technically. So it's going to be interesting to see where both those guys' stand-up game is compared to, you know, somebody who's not afraid to slug it out with them. You know, this is going to be an interesting fight. Fans,
and Dom Smith has hands, and he's got a good Taekwondo background. Sergio's had great sparring partners in the boxing department. I don't think he's as dialed in there as Dominic Smith, but he trains directly under Master Sohin, so his Muay Thai is, you know, he's getting his Muay Thai from the best. So, I mean, striking-wise, both these guys have an amazing pedigree, and it's you can't predict, you know, boxer Taekwondo guy versus Muay Thai, like who's it going to be? It's a coin toss, and that's what I was trying to match up with all these titles and even the undercards. I don't want there to be like a clear winner. I don't want people to think that this fight's a cakewalk for anybody.
Oh, and you see that, especially look. I'm not going to lie, folks. Dude, we see it whether it's the Pac Northwest or the Southwest or the East Coast. Anybody in the media or anybody who really follows local MMA scenes, they're gonna tune into a fight and be like, oh man, you know, these are, you know, gimme fights. And you know, with you setting up this card that way to where it's gonna be difficult, you know, How hard was that for you to find the fighters that you felt matched up the best and that would be available?
It was tough, man. And I mean, a lot of it came down to availability too. Like the titles, they just kind of fell into place. I started early and started putting the early heads up for the title fights. And it's, as time went on, they just kind of fell into place. Like I said, I can't do these often. Like we do a couple shows a year, but one big one, and we haven't even done a big show in over 2 years. Our last Peninsula Throwdown was May of 2012, and since then we did a couple of in-houses, the Brawloween shows that are in a 15-foot floor cage, so it's really, they really brawl. They can't do much else, so the name fits. And those were kind of just more for fun, you know, to let like a lot of O&Os get a chance, and then I'd have like a main event on each or a couple of main events with guys that have, you know, had a few fights, like super fights. You know, I was giving belts out, but they weren't, you know, they were three minute, like real quick, kind of like super fights. And then we did a charity show last summer that, with a fight for Ellie Walton, and it was, you know, a Peninsula Throwdown Presents, but it wasn't an official, you know, Peninsula Throwdown show. We had a good main event, the last amateur fight for Cameron Sevilla and Jared Tier went on there for a Muay Thai title, and Jared ended up winning via leg kicks. But it was a great fight, and, you know, that was, like, an amazing main event. And the rest were just kind of just quick fights, you know, and it was awesome because the guys, everybody jumped on. We only put it together in, like, a couple months notice or less, and people just wanted to support the baby and jumped in. And we had a couple fights with guys that, you know, were 55ers that met at 70 because they just wanted to support the little girl and just kind of jumped in there at their walking weight and threw down. So that was a really fun show. But this one I've been working on for a good amount of time, and I originally had at one point 25 or 26 fights locked in, and I just kind of let them die except for the ones that sold a bunch of tickets. And then, of course, you know, I can't leave like people's fans hanging, so I had to replace those ones. But the rest, you know, I had guys pulling out for the dumbest reasons I'd ever heard, and I wouldn't even blast them on the radio, but stuff that just made no sense, and they just message me and give me these lame excuses and pull out, you know, last week or this week. I guess they got the jitters or something.
Have you ever had a fighter call you and say he couldn't make an event because he lost this clinch custom mouth guard?
No, that's hilarious. I wish somebody would tell the truth. Out of all these years, no one's ever called and just been like, hey, man, I'm really afraid and I don't want to fight because I'm afraid. Like, it would be nice to hear somebody really just man up and tell the truth, you know, but they always got this huge excuse list, and like a lot of the stuff just almost sounds like ridiculous at times, and it is what it is, you know. They back out, they back out. What can you do?
We had a promoter once on the show. We were talking about a fight. He's like, yeah, skip that fight. Got canceled. He goes, the guy called me today and said it was the last weekend of summer and his buddies were going camping and he couldn't miss it. I was like, this is your 135 title fight, right? And he's like, yeah, can you believe that? I'm like, yeah, sad, you know? I mean, okay. But, you know, that's part of the game. That's why you started with so many fights and worked all the way down. You know, I'm super excited. I know we're going to get to talk to some of the fighters here shortly after we talk with you, but just in case we run out of time and the fighters start getting up in here, why don't you tell everybody all the information you want to get out about this event, last-minute ticket places?
First and foremost, I guess, don't be concerned about the weather. I have secured, haven't got it yet, but I've secured it guaranteed. We have a big top surface tent if it's going to rain on Saturday. So the weather's pretty iffy. It looks like it's not going to, and then yesterday it looked like it was. And it's like the weather reports are changing their mind every day. So we got a 35 by 45 circus tent, which would cover, you know, the cage and the majority of the audience. So there's really like not a reason to not show up based on weather. And I mean, everybody here lives in Washington. They really like a little bit of sprinkle shouldn't stop anybody from showing up and watching some fights. But like, I hope people like hear this and know that, like, it will be covered if it rains. We're not going to let guys out there fighting in the rain. It's not like a Van Damme movie or nothing. last-minute ticket sales, I believe online tickets will close at it's either 10 p.m. or 11 p.m. on Friday. And if they go to www.pacificfights.com, they can get first and second row and general admission through brown paper tickets. And they can also order the general admissions through PayPal. And then they don't have to pay the fee. We pay the fee if they do that. So if they're looking for generals and they can't stop into a location to buy them, then the PayPal link on pacificfights.com. If they're on their smartphone, they have to put the www.pacificfights.com. Otherwise, it doesn't show up on a phone for whatever stupid reason. But that's probably the easiest place to get tickets. Team Evolution MMA or Tacoma's Fight Shop, they're in the same building. They're just separated by a fence. Either spot can sell first, second, or general admission. And then the majority of the fighters, like over 50% of them, have tickets. So if a fan wants to see a particular fighter in the title or in the undercard, contact the fighter, see if they have tickets available. And if not, then Pacific Fights or stop on over to Evolution. I can send out PayPal invoices for people, too, if they message me directly on Facebook and they feel more comfortable with me emailing an invoice for their purchase. I'm more than happy to do that. It's we try to make it pretty easy for guys and gals and kids and whoever to purchase a ticket. Aside from that, really, it's I want to give a huge shout-out to Tacoma's Fight Shop. It's I'm linked to it. It's my wife's business, but really, like, her business is what made this event possible. Been around for a minute, and she's got a pretty good industry connects, and we were able to do legit $400 custom belts from Title Boxing, and they hooked us up at a little bit of a discount, but the price that they would sell to the public is $400 per belt. They're the most custom title belts you're gonna find, to put it that way. They're a little bit different. If you guys saw the pictures online, like, nobody else has ever had that belt before in a show that I'm aware of. It's actually made by the brand Fighting Sports brand, but they customized a ton of stuff for us. Like, I pretty much just picked exactly what I wanted, and they did it. It's not like the every other show where they say they got a custom belt, but really, if you look at everybody's custom belts on AmiAm Pro shows, it's the same exact belt they use in Naga. It's that exact same design. They just put a custom plate on it, and I didn't want to go that route. We've done that in the past, and I really wanted this one, since we do it once a year, to really be a belt worth fighting for, you know? So I'd like to give a shout to Tacoma's Fight Shop for that. And because we did this and established that relationship, anybody that needs custom belts for their show and wants, like, legit high quality custom title belts, don't go through the Pakistanians and whatnot. Like, hit up Tacoma's Fight Shop, go through Emily, and she'll get you something that's guaranteed to be unique to your show.
Well, yeah. First of all, your belts are very, very beautiful. I'm a fan of the old school K1 titles with the chain linking all the medallions. I saw that you've done that, and I think that's beautiful touch. But you talk about the center plate of the five medallions or seven medallions, whatever it is, but your center plate is not a traditional shield like so many are. Yours is an odd-shaped with the...
No,
Fighting
Sports made the belt, and they had this one called Universal Champion. And I liked that center plate. I picked that design, switched it up with the strap, which was like the world champion strap, and just had them change around which flag was where. And I mean, it was really like a pick and choose kind of custom. Like, I just wanted something that was different. And really, like, the idea did come from the K1 belts. I was looking for something that had, like, the links and the little, like, not diamonds, but whatever, like, little rhinestone things they put on there. I wanted all that to look like one of those old school belts, and they did a pretty damn good job putting it together, in my opinion. They're incredibly heavy. I got the box with six belts, and I got a broken foot right now. I couldn't even carry the box up the stairs. I had to have someone help me. It's these belts are pretty damn heavy.
Well, they're beautiful. Definitely the people who get to take these home should be very honored that they got to fight for them.
And that's another whole reason why when we do the throwdown, I put a lot more into the expenses to make it professional for the fighters. Like, we're not doing any lighting at all. We're not doing a super fancy sound system, but the medals are nice. The trophies are nice. The fighters are actually getting to utilize the training facility as the red and the blue corner. So red corner's got 4,000 square feet of space to use. Blue corner's got 4,000 square feet of space to use. I probably won't even really put them red and blue. I mean, everybody just gets to be up there. They got a floor ring and a floor cage, wall panels, a bunch of heavy bags. Like, I'm not taking down any of the equipment. They can use it to warm up. So, I mean, I'm hoping the guys realize that, like, we're being pretty nice. You know, we're letting them come into our house and tear it up to be able to warm up for their fight. I wanted to be I want the fighters to be treated the right way. You know, I don't want them back in like a little closet where they got to push folding chairs aside to have a place to hit pads or anything like that. I just, like, every time we go to shows like that, it's really disappointing that somebody would want to, like, you know, you're in a cage already. It's already kind of like being an animal, but why would you want to be treated like an animal in a closet before you go out to fight, you know?
Hey, I feel you. And it looks like we're starting to get fighters lining up. I can see the phone lines lighting up.
Yeah, I got a couple guys from our club calling. I got Danny Elliott more than likely on the line right now. And a guy named Dante Scott is doing his debut Muay Thai fight. He's never fought before. I just thought it'd be nice to get an 0-0 on there and kind of get their opinion on how these shows work. And there'll probably be a couple other titles calling. I don't know who's going to do it, but I put out the email, the blast with the numbers, and hopefully, you know, like last night on Jeff's show on the Clinch Radio, Jason Gray and Burnham called in. I'm hoping that a couple of the title fights call in again tonight as well. If they're not my fighters, I really, it's harder for me to convince them. But I know Dante Scott's on the line, and I believe Daniel Elliott's on the line as well.
Cool. Well, Kurt, I thank you, brother. I'll let you go do what you got to do with your family right now, and I'll start talking to some of these fighters.
All right, and I may pop back on. I'm gonna put it on mute and speaker and kind of listen. And if I feel like something needs to be said, I'll jump on. But I gotta get these kids packed up and ready. And again, I really do appreciate it. I do want to give one last shout out to the sponsors. First and foremost, Tacoma's Fight Shop. You guys, MMA Madhouse. You guys have been huge supporters. Clinch Custom Mouth Guards, BodyFit, BodyFit Lifestyle Massage, Elite Massage Professional, so EMP Massage. Golden Given Chiropractic, that's actually me and my wife and our whole team's chiropractor of choice, and anybody in the Tacoma area, Dr. Roy McCourt is by far the best chiropractor I've ever been to. And Tacoma Mountain Forge, it's run by a guy named Kyle Rosner. He's a judo black belt, pretty dialed in kickboxer. He understands martial arts, and he can do pretty much custom weapons, custom car parts, custom bed frames, almost anything you need, and he does it out of his backyard, and it's a pretty amazing business. And then Jamba Juice, the nonprofit beer garden. I don't even know the exact name. I just know they're a nonprofit beer garden that's running it. And Dowd's Barbecue, Houdat Snow Cones, anybody that's helping support the show, I'm just giving a giant thanks, especially you guys at MMA Madhouse.
Hey, we're very happy to work with it. And, you know, I look forward to a great event for you. And you go ahead, do what you got to do. Let me pull up this first fighter.
Sounds good.
Okay, 208, who do we got?
This is Danny Elliott.
Hey, Danny, how you doing tonight? Welcome to MMA Madhouse Live.
Thanks for having me. I'm doing all right. How are you guys?
Ah, man, I can't complain, man. You know, it's a beautiful day over here in Oregon. You know, obviously you're wrapping up the tail end of your camp. But before we get too much into talking about your fight, for all the fans around the world listening tonight outside the Pac Northwest who don't know who you are, why don't you tell them who you are, where you fight out of, and what your record is?
My name is Danny Elliott. My record is 7-2. I fight out of Team Evolution MMA, and I got into the whole MMA thing about 3 years ago and started competing 2 years ago. Pretty much sums it up.
What were you doing previous to getting into the training and competing? Were you an athlete in high school, junior high kind of thing, or was it just something that came along?
Yeah, no, I was an athlete, but I didn't do anything like wrestling or anything. I just played soccer and volleyball, actually, so kind of strange background for sports. But I used to be in the military, and I got out, so I started going to school, and I needed something active to do. Just going to the gym wasn't enough, so it was either join an indoor soccer team or, since I was always told that I would play rough, try out the MMA training just to train, and I decided to go that route and just fell in love with it.
Well, it sounds like you've picked a great path. You're going to be taking on another kid in your weight class who a lot are, you know, have been wanting to see you face. And they're calling you guys the top four at the 145, and Jason Gray. Do you know much about your opponent, or do you care?
I do care. It's always nice to know who you're fighting. All I really know is that he's been wrestling since, you know, he was young, and he's a really, really tough opponent. It should just be a great fight. I mean, I know that he's been winning his fights by submissions, TKOs, you know, decisions, and, you know, it should just be an interesting way to see how I'm going to come up on top. And if not, then I'm just going to try and make it the most exciting fight of the night for sure.
I like that attitude. When you were told this would be a title fight, mentally, did that change anything for you?
Yeah, it put on a little bit of pressure. Once you're the title fight, you know, you're one of the main events. You know, you got to put on a show. You can't just be a boring fight or, you know, just stay on the ground or always run away or stuff like that. So I decided to kind of make it a more aggressive fight, you know. Other than that, it's just kind of normal. It's just another fight, you know.
Well, you know, just another fight. Obviously, you've been through training camp quite a few times now. Is there something that you have to give up food-wise each camp that just you miss a lot?
Pretty much everything. I love food. I love junk food. I actually try to throw in that kind of food in my training camp, you know, that way I get used to training and not, you know, driving myself crazy while training. But usually the last 3 weeks I do a pretty strict diet. So I'm just really looking forward to Sunday, you know?
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, this is a great event. You're on a really stacked card, lots of title fights. We were just talking about the titles. They're beautiful titles. How excited are you, you know, to be fighting for a title, you know, and how close are you to calling your amateur career done?
I am really excited about the title fight. I actually got a chance to see the belt in person, and it is probably by far one of the best belts I've ever seen, so it would be great, like, real good incentive to win. So that's also drives me. And as close to being done as amateur, it's either this fight, depending on how it goes, and, you know, not just win or lose, but performance-wise. Jason Gray is a tough guy, and from what I understand, he was already lined up to have a pro debut. So, I mean, I'm not taking anything away from the guy, but if I don't do as good as I want to do, that's when I'll probably take on a few more fights before I feel like I'm completely ready. I don't want to step up to the pro level, you know, unprepared.
No, you know, I value your opinion on that. That's a very smart way to look at it. You know, obviously if you go in, you perform well and you're dominating and you're fighting theoretically one of the top four 145ers who should have already been pro, excluding an event getting canceled, then yeah, maybe it's time. You know, obviously if you go in there and don't feel like you performed as well as you could have, then that's when you and your coaches will address that. But, you know, this fight, it's more than just a title. It's kind of, am I ready to take that next step? Do you like having this kind of pressure before a fight? Does this drive you harder? Does this mess with you in your personal life? Or does this, you know, how does this work for you?
It definitely drives me when I'm not so close to the fight. Once you get within a couple of weeks, then everything else kind of, you know, escapes you, and then you're just focused on your guy and winning the fight. Like, I haven't really thought much about it lately. I'm just, you know, concentrating on what I need to do during the fight, how I'm going to do it, and just staying focused. But other than that, I don't know, I am pretty driven to go pro. Like, the thought of that and just considering my skill to be good enough to go pro is a good enough push for me to try and go for it.
Well, you know, definitely looking forward to this. You sitting back looking at the card, are you interested in the other fights on the card? Are there any fighters that you would want to watch as a fan or as a training partner of?
Yeah, definitely all the guys from Team Evolution. I'd love to see them fight and do well, you know, because I train with all of them, and I know that they all have pretty good potential, you know. They train with some of the best. So I'm really interested to see how they do and how they conquer their nerves. But I'm also interested in watching the Nick Burnham fight, see how that goes, and the Thomas Pierce and Kirby fight, since they've been actually meaning to have that for a couple of years now.
Yeah,
just an interesting build-up to watch.
I mean, I don't want to sound like an a-hole, but can we take bets on if Thomas is going to make weight?
I think this time he will. I've seen him a couple of times here and there. He doesn't look too heavy, and he's been working really hard. So he's definitely making the effort. I think he will.
Okay, good. Because he always shows up and performs in the cage, but sometimes he comes in looking a little pudgy.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I know he can lose the weight, so and he's been working really hard at it. So I think this time he'll come through.
Great, because I think we'll see a great performance out of him. I'm looking forward to that fight.
Yeah. Other than that, every other fight should be good. You know, I love watching the sport as any fighter. So I'm not really too picky. I would like to watch everybody fight. But then again, you also got to warm up and be ready for yours.
Obviously, you have a life outside of training and fighting. Do you get to watch much MMA or kickboxing on television at all?
Rarely. Every now and then, somebody will order the fights, like one of our friends, and that's when I'll be invited over. But it's usually like maybe once a month, if that. I don't get to watch any of the Ultimate Fighter at all. So I'm pretty much buried here. I come here and I'm pretty much live at the gym, actually.
So, like, you're not in fight camp. It's the weekend. You know, the gym's closed for some kind of weird holiday. What do you go do for fun?
Actually, our gym is open on weekends, so I'm mostly here from at least noon to four. Other than that, if I do...
You're a beast.
I don't know. I just love the sport, you know. To me, it's like playing soccer. You know, I have fun doing it, so I keep on doing it. I mean, unless the girlfriend gets a little bit too upset, then you got to spend time with her, and that's when you do need a day off or whatnot. And that's usually when we'll go to the beach or walk the dogs or go over to my mom's house and just overeat, unfortunately.
What's the best thing your mom makes?
Pasta. Definitely pasta. And it's a variety of pastas.
I wish we could talk about food, man. You're so close to making weight. I'll just stop.
Yeah, that actually drives me forward to win. Like, I'm excited to win so I can go eat food.
You call mom up and be like, "Mom, I won. I'm on my way to get some pasta."
Better have some pastries.
You know, I haven't gotten any other fighters in queue yet, so I'll talk to you for a few more minutes if you don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, as long as my battery still stays on, kind of on the verge of dead battery. So if I
I just want to give you a chance, man. Why don't you give some information out so fans can find you on social media? If you have any sponsors or anybody you want to thank or anything like that, why don't you run at it?
If people want to see my fights, they're mostly all on YouTube. I'm pretty sure all the ones that we've recorded, we posted up. I want to thank my sponsors, the Tacoma Fight Shop, for hooking me up with gear and hand wraps and everything that I need for my training. I do go through stuff a lot, and going to school and not really working, it does help a lot. Also, BodyFit, our massage therapist, and Golden Giving Chiropractor for, you know, taking care of our bodies whenever we're too sore or injured to continue.
And
other than that, I think that pretty much sums it up.
Do you got Twitter, Facebook, anything like that?
Facebook, but I don't really too much post stuff about my fights on Facebook.
Okay.
I don't really like the glory hound like that. Unless I win, of course, then obviously pictures go up and whatnot.
Well, hey, I want to wish you the best of luck, and I want to tell you thank you for stopping in on Madhouse Live tonight and hanging out with us, brother. Go enjoy the rest of your night or train or whatever you have on tap, and we'll see you hopefully with your hand raised coming up here soon.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me, and thanks for all the best wishing. You know, good night, guys.
Hey, later. Okay, let's check the next one. We got 253. Who do we got?
Dante.
Hey, Dante, welcome to Madhouse Live. How are you doing tonight, brother?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Man, I can't complain. It's a decent day. I'm getting to kick back and talk to a bunch of you guys. For all the fans around the world listening tonight, why don't you tell them who you are, Where you fight out of and what your record is.
The world, huh? My name is Dante Scott. My record is for now 0-0. I'm fighting for out of Team Evolution MMA. And yeah, I'm from Tacoma, Washington, born and raised.
Well, what got you into the fight game?
I was always interested in like martial arts and stuff, you know, growing up. I did a little Taekwondo when I was younger, you know, and stuff like that. But really, what showed me Team Evolution was I have a Wu Johnson is an in-law of mine. My uncle is actually married to his sister, so you know, he told me about it, and you know, I like to compete, you know, so I figured I'd try it out, you know, and see where I can take it.
Well, obviously, you've found a really great passion for this. Is there an aspect of the game that initially drew you? Did you like the grappling more, the striking more?
I think I pushed towards more like the striking aspect of it. You know what I mean? You know how they say, you know, every fight starts on his feet, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, I mean, I definitely want to get my grappling and ground game, you know, where it needs to be, but I guess I would say that the standing up and you know, striking, trading punches is what really, you know, what I like most about it, you know.
Is, you know, okay, you first get into this, you know, did you have any reservations, any nerves when you first came into the gym?
You know, you're a little nervous when you get into this environment because, you know, you see all these chiseled dudes in there, you know, kicking and punching, you know, got good angles and stuff, you know, and, you know, you're not really in tune with your, you know, with your skills. So, you know, you're kind of getting beat up at first. You know, you might get discouraged a little bit, like, man, I don't know if I'm cut out for this. But, you know, Team Evolution, you know, they're real good at, you know, getting you where you need to be. So, like, you know, I'm definitely advancing and improving, so you know, I'm definitely getting better and becoming one of them chiseled guys, you know.
But that's got to be the best part, you know. You look back and see where you've come from and see your growth, and you know, knowing each fight, you know, it should be tougher and tougher test for you. Is this something you look at doing long term? You want to make a permanent career out of this?
It is definitely something I'm considering. You know, I want to, you know, there's certain things that really, you know, make me, you know, things I really want to do. Like, I've always been told, you know, if you love what you do, you never have to work a day in your life. You know what I mean? So there's certain things that with, and MMA is one of them that I'm definitely going to, you know, I'm definitely going to try, and I'm going to try my hardest, and, you know, I'm going to see where I can take it, you know what I mean? I'm going to see if I got what it takes to be a champion one day, you know, because that's pretty really what it all comes down to.
Now, you know, you the last guy we had on had kind of a different mentality, different feel about the game and why he got into it and all that. And you, right now you're talking about, you know, wanting to test yourself and you know, go farther in the sport. And I want to touch on that, but how much reservation or obstacles has your parents or family been in this progression in your MMA career? Have they been supportive or have they been nervous and not wanting you to do it?
It's like a mix, you know. The males in my family are like, yeah, right on, you know. They're like, yeah, man, you know, my dad's like, yeah, my son, my boy, he's going to be a fighter, you know. And, you know, and then again, you get your mom, and she's like, well, I don't know. I don't want you to get hurt and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So it's like, I mean, I have the support, but, you know, there's definitely mostly the women in my family are, you know, kind of nervous about it because, you know, of course they're worried about my health and stuff like that and injuries and whatnot, but you know, I think I got some pretty good support.
Now, going back to you're talking about testing yourself and going farther and proving and trying to make a run and show that you're the best. Is there somebody you look up to in this sport that you want to kind of mold yourself after?
Yeah, there's a couple of them. I like the Chuck Liddells and Randy Couture and stuff like that. And then, you know, you got your, and then the young cats who are competing with the high level, you know, like Rory McDonald's and stuff like that, you know, who are changing the whole game up and being, you know, unpredictable and you know, just coming with a whole, you know, just the whole evolution thing. That's why I love this name so much, you know, the Team Evolution. It's just like, you know what I mean? Like, I just, the Chuck Liddells, the Rory McDonalds and stuff like that. Like, those are the people who I would like to be able to emulate one day.
When you see those guys, does that excite you to know where you can take your level of your talent?
Yeah, for sure. What was the question again?
Well, when you see guys like Rory McDonald perform, does that excite you as a fighter to know that you can take your talent level to that same as Rory's?
Yeah, definitely. I just like the fact that, you know, with a good team behind you, you're going to improve. And you know, right. And, you know, I really got a good team. And I feel like I'm going to do well. And I want to be versatile. I don't want to be stagnant in anything. I don't want to be, you know, one-dimensional left. I want to be all around, you know.
So you've mentioned your team a couple of times. Great guys to train with. Let's talk about your team. You got somebody in-house that just seems to always get you on sparring.
Mike Duvall. He be beating me up. But he good for me, though. He does. But,
you got somebody you prefer to grapple or strike with?
I kind of get beat up by everybody, but I guess I like sparring with Ty. He's fun to spar with. I spar with Fernando. Fernando's good. He kicks really hard. But yeah, like Ty and Mike, they're pretty. I feel like because they're, I guess, more at my level or something, you know. But, yeah, Mike and Ty would be my...
You mentioned Fernando's a beast. I mean, that's a super talented young man. And, you know, we've been blessed to have him on our show and talk to him when he went down to Cali and stuff. Having talent like that around you and some of the other fighters you mentioned, it has to be a true blessing. And even a tough day has got to be a great day.
Yeah. I mean, I appreciate it, you know, like all the stuff. I know they go hard on me because it's going to benefit me in the long run. You know what I mean? Even though it hurts. But it definitely going to help. So I appreciate all the beatings and headaches and stiff legs that I get after the end of the day.
Now, your fight coming up, you know, do you focus much on your opponent? Do you care much? Do you just, it's just another fight to you?
I definitely like to know, you know, things that are going to be in my benefit, but I don't know much about him. I know I've heard he kicks hard, you know, I try not to focus on him as much. I try to focus on what I'm going to do and my training rather than, you know, what, because I'm sure he's training and doing, you know, trying to make sure he's ready for the fight. So I'm more focused on what I'm going to do and making the fight my fight and making it my fight and dictating everything.
Well, you know, that's a great answer. My normal co-host, he's not here tonight, but he's a firm believer of that. You go and you implement your game plan and you control the fight the way you want to control it. You know, it doesn't matter what their skill or talent or, you know, as long as you can go in there and implement your game plan and, you know, that and your cardio, man, You know, that's what wins
sure.
the fight, you know.
yeah.
With, you know, the transition into MMA and going down this road, have you found it easy or difficult to control your cardio?
Cardio is just like one of them things, you know. It's like you have to you keep doing it, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like, you know, muscle has memory, but for me, cardio is one of the hardest things because, you know, the work, it sucks to do it, but it's like, it, you know that all this pain and all this punching for 3 minutes and jumping on 1 foot for 2.5 minutes, is, you know, it's going to benefit you, but it hurts. It definitely hurts.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, you sound like a great young man. You know, I want to wish you the best of luck. This is a great event, man. Outdoor fighting in summertime. I mean, this is really,
yeah,
you know,
awesome.
Getting, oh yeah. I mean, getting back to the kind of the old school ways, you know, away from the whole stadium and, you know, all that kind of deal. I like this.
Yeah.
It's real personable. Are you excited to be basically fighting in your own backyard?
Yeah, the hometown. Yeah, I'm excited about that. I'm gonna have some support. You know what I mean? From some people who are from here. You know, I love it. I mean, I love this place. You know, it's not maybe the best looking place, but you know, it's home, and I'm just happy that it's here. And you know what I mean? I get to get some support from some people here, and I know somebody's gonna record it, and somebody I know, you know. Somebody I know is going to see it and be like, hey, bro, I see you. You know what I'm saying? I'm excited.
That's
that,
cool.
You know, people, you know what I'm saying, are going to be able to see it and, you know, hopefully see the dub, see the win.
How does the fans and that energy in the air work for you? Are you already zoned out? Or do you
What's
like
that?
Hearing the fans? Do they
uh-huh.
do they build you up? Do you zone them out? I mean, how does that work for you?
Well, I'm kind of new. I don't really have any fans, I think, but I guess I don't know yet. you know, once I get in the ring and get punched a couple of times, I guess we'll figure out if I'm going to hear them or, or they're going to just get zoned out.
But, you
I'm
know,
sure
I tell you, the fans, you know, when you've obviously been to some events, you know, whether any kind of sporting events, it's really interesting that MMA fights, the electricity in the air from fans, whether they're your
yeah.
fans, the other guy's fans, or just straight-up fans of whoever's fighting, that feel and that smell and that excitement and the music and the lights, and it's got to be one of the most amazing
yeah.
feelings walking out to the, you know, the ring or a cage, depending.
I think it's definitely going to be an awesome experience. Like, you know what I mean? Just feeling like a star or whatever, you know, for a second. And, you know, like I'm looking forward to the feeling, you know what I mean? Cause like, you know, you get the order of the thing and, you know, you're at your buddy's house and you're getting excited and you're not even in the fight and you're just like, you know what I mean? I mean, it's pretty cool being a fan, you know, just being a fan, like cheering somebody on. So, like, the other way around, I can only imagine how that feels.
Yeah, well, you know, having the team around you, has anybody given you any advice or encouragements, words of encouragement that you've taken to heart so far?
Yeah, plenty. You know, I got what it takes. Pressure, 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 and you know, that's what they've been training me on, and, you know, dude, you
well,
know, he's
the best.
He's, you know, he got his training, and I got mine. I think mine's, you know, a little more sophisticated, if you want to say that, but, they just keep telling me I got it, and that's what I need to hear.
What food are you missing right now during weight cut?
Oh, man, I love German chocolate cake.
German like chocolate cake, great answer.
I love it, dude. Like, I can eat, like, you know, you go to Safeway and you get the big old cubes. I bought, like,
yeah.
two of those, bro, and, like, warm them up with a big glass of milk, and I just go to town, bro.
That's it. Somebody find this kid a local bakery sponsorship, man. He needs a bake a cake after every victory. That's what you should do. You should go out and find you a cake bakery and be like, look, I can promote your cake.
That is a great idea.
Hey, you know, hey, I learned this a long time ago from a buddy. He said, you know, you ever looking for sponsors? He's like, pay attention to the parking lot at an event. He's like, if you see a bunch of commercial vehicles or restaurants or a chain, he goes, those people are there because they enjoy being there. You know, they enjoy the sport. So you just pay attention. And, you know, maybe next time you're in that local bakery, ask them, you know, you guys ever watch any local MMA? I'm fighting up this weekend. And, you know, just kind of start the conversation. If they're into it, be like, you ever thought about sponsoring somebody, man? I'd be more than happy to rep your logo for some free cake.
What? I didn't even know it was that easy. That sounds the best.
A buddy told me that a long time ago. He's like, just pay attention, because you'll see like an automotive company or maybe a plumber's service, and you go out in the parking lot, you'll see 6 or 7 vehicles from the same company. You're like, okay, these guys support local MMA, man. I should call them up.
Yeah, man, like, man, I'm definitely going to think about that, because I have a bakery like 5 minutes from my house, bro.
Oh, well, I tell you, dude, yeah, go in there, order you a piece of cake, strike up a conversation, be like, you know, you should come out and check out the event. You know, it's to support, you know, a bunch of kids and athletes, and we got great sponsors there. And, you know, when you see them there afterwards, you come in after your victory, and that's when you start, you kind of, you get another piece of cake, and you're like, how'd you enjoy the event? And they're like, oh, we loved it. They're like, I love your cake. I'd love a T-shirt with your logo on it. I'd wear it. I'll Facebook it. I'll Twitter it, you know.
Dude,
just trying to help
you out. I'm going to leave him a poster, too.
That's exactly right. That's thinking right there.
Peninsula Throwdown. You're right, bro.
Hey, do you got anybody you want to thank? Any shout-outs, any social media information to get to the fans listening tonight?
I want to thank, first and foremost, Jesus Christ, because without him I wouldn't be here. I want to thank my team, Evolution, because they're great and they train me well. My family, everybody who's supporting me, everybody's going to come out. Everybody's going to come out to the fight. All the sponsors that Kurt mentioned earlier, I don't remember them all, but all of them too, they're all great. And I just want to just thank my team, and I want to thank you guys for this interview here, and just want to thank.
Well, hey, I wish you the best of luck. You go out there, man. You just have fun. Do what you do every day with those other guys in the gym. You know, you just get in there and you lay leather. You get it done, get your hand raised, and move on to the next one.
For sure.
Hey, thank you, brother. Go have a good night and you know, have fun this weekend.
All right. Thanks so much. You too.
Hey, no problem, man. That's what this is all about, man. Support your local MMA scene.
For sure. All right, brother. Have a good night.
Hey, you too. Everybody, I'm going to play a quick commercial break from one of the sponsors at Madhouse as well as Peninsula Throwdown 6. You guys, you heard it earlier tonight. It's going down. You don't want to miss this event. Saturday, June 28th is fight day. This is an all-ages show. They got everything food. They've got great sports massage. They've got a beer garden. And they got 6 title fights. We'll be right back.
Hey, listen up. If you're in contact sports, the American Dental Association recommends that mouth guards be worn during all heavy contact sports. So do what MMA Meltdown does and contact the best in the biz, Clinch Custom Mouth Guards. Clinch Custom Mouth Guards fabricates custom mouth guards for all professional and amateur sports, mixed martial arts, boxing, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, basketball, football, lacrosse, hockey, as well as many other sports. These mouth guards are for any sport where any form of contact may occur. Get your custom mouth guard today at GetClinch.com. Again, that's GetClinch.com for all of your mouth guard needs.
Jax Media, helping give fighters and fight promoters the edge to get noticed and pound through to success.
At Jax Media, we know how difficult it can be to get sponsorships for your fights or fighters. Don't miss out on prime opportunities. Showcase your fight history, stats, bio, sponsorship rate, and clickable links to your online and social media platforms with a custom media kit. Media kits starting as low as $50. Also, ask about our custom Facebook page setup, apps, fighter and fight promotion websites, and more. Visit us online today at www.jaxmedia.ca. Jax Media, design with an edge.
Dude, if you've been wondering where to find the largest selection of custom glass products in Central Oregon, wonder no more. At Vision Smoke Shop, located on Southwest 6th in Redmond, they feature one-of-a-kind stuff from 16 local glass blowers. They don't only blow glass, they blow your mind, man. They got great prices on hookah products and tobacco, too, so stick that in your pipe and smoke it. Literally, the friendly staff can educate you. They'll be happy to get you up to speed on everything Vision Smoke Shop has to offer. Thinking your hectic disc golf schedule might make it tough to stop by? They understand. And at Visions, they've got everything you need to make your disc golf experience perfect. So it's worth your trip, because if there's one thing they don't like to see wasted, it's time. While you're there, be sure to check out the selection of custom painted longboards. Visit facebook.com/visionsmoke for a first-hand look at some of their unique items. Their prices are already affordable, and they also give a 10% discount to OMMP cardholders, because if there's another thing they don't like to see wasted, it's money. What do they like to see wasted? Well, you figure that one out. Vision Smoke Shop. Located in downtown Redmond, the glassiest place in Central Oregon.
All right, everybody. We're into the second hour. I've got a few people online in queue or holding, listening to the show. I don't have any fighters right this minute. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you guys a quick breakdown, man. This weekend, one of our great sponsors, Go Fight Live Television, man, home of the best video library of MMA events. I've got about 350 events in my library. The cool thing about GoFight Live TV is you buy it once, you own it for life. That means you pay $9.99 for 14, 20 fights from a local event. You can watch it anytime on your Roku box, your laptop, your iPad, your phone, your computer. And by the way, on the Roku is the way to go. I love my Roku box. I need to get them as a sponsor. Roku rocks. But this weekend, we got MMA throwing down heavy. For those of you who will be awake, probably about 6:30 in the morning, I believe it is, we're going to have Boom MMA coming out of Calcutta. The Calcutta Judo Club is putting this event together down in India. It's called Road to Glory. I'm really proud to be working with this organization. You guys should check it out. A great event. Open your eyes to some MMA internationally. We're also going to have the American Muay Thai League. The White Lotus Club is taking on the Turk. This is a great event over in Washington, D.C. You guys know how the East Coast does it with their Muay Thai and their K-1s. They have a really, really heavy following for fighters there. Both of those are going to be great events going down this weekend. Those are both early morning events or early afternoon events. Sunday, right? Yeah, that's right. I believe Madhouse's very own Donald Pierce will be stepping up to Summer Brawl. He's throwing down at the Grizzly Rose for Sparta Combat League, somebody you guys know we've worked with a lot over the last couple years. They got another great event. Also, Showdown Fights. Folks, Showdown Fights at 14 is going down in Utah. These guys have consistently hit it out of the park. Anybody who hasn't seen their last couple events, let alone some of their title fights, man, they've had some amazing, amazing wars. And this one's going to be headlined by Jan Jorgensen and Benjamin Funamino. It's the Janimal versus the Maniac. Their last fights, just Danny Castillo is on it. They got Jared Hatch's brother. I mean, there's just all these great fighters on those cards. And I'm drawing a blank right now, but the last title fight was just, it was a war. And why can't I remember? Is his name Colton? What? I can't remember his last name. Now I got to think about it, folks. I'm thinking of Colton Howard. He's a local fighter. Either way, they have really, really, really great events. They throw down some sick fighters. I know Colleen
Schneider's on this one versus Deanne Bennett as well. Deanne's going in undefeated against a vet. So it's going to be an interesting fight. They've also gone down this weekend. I believe it's on demand only, but it might not be. But the battle at Szechuan Park in North Bergen, New Jersey. Another great local event out on the East Coast. And like always, CFFC, man, Philadelphia, Onaway versus Bell. This is a great card. They just had a really interesting card last week. It was Lyman Good on it. But this card, I do know that Ricky Bandajas and Chris Perez is fighting. That's going to be a really good fight. And Keith Bad News Bell versus the Eighth Wonder, Azuwani, Awanhani. I know I probably butchered that a little bit. But this dude's huge. He's mean. And I love watching this guy fight. You guys definitely... Zhu is woof. He's got a tough test than Keith Bell, though. I know Mike Pope and Bill Angelo are also on this card. That's going to be another one. Once again, man, buy it for once, own it for life. What else do they got coming up? I'm going to go look because I think I'm missing something. Oh, Ready to Rumble. If you're into boxing, they got Ready to Rumble throwing down. Well, I'll tell you what. This has been a great night. I've got to give mad love to Peninsula Throwdown, to Kurt, to all the kids fighting. You guys know how we end every show. Eagle.